popped up.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, a second community connection on this Tuesday morning. Opportunity to spend a little bit of time with the leadership of the Civitan Club. Organization President Susan Lagle and President-elect Tony Harjo in to spend a little bit of time with us. And Susan, just because you're wearing the president's hat, we'll start with you first. Thanks for coming in this morning, by the way.
Thank you, Charlie, for having us.
And Civitan has been so active in different things in the community, and largely whether you talk about the park or some of the other activities that you've got, you seem to focus on people with limitations, whether it's physical limitations or developmental disabilities or whatever they might be, people, and allowing them means to overcome those limitations and be happy and fruitful.
That's correct. That's correct. That's one of Civitan's goals, actually, mm-hmm. and what we do here in the community is helping those individuals.
And we'll talk more about that, I think, in just a little bit. But we're in primarily to talk about a brand new award that Civitan is asking for nominations for, and then in about a month or so, recognizing at least one individual for their service.
That's correct, and it's called the Servant's Heart Award, and this is the first year. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to have an annual event here in our community to recognize all of those paraprofessionals, teachers, and vocational teachers, people who work day in, day out with these individuals that have limited capabilities as far as developmental and intellectual.
And that, I don't know the numbers, but I don't care if it's only two of them. Those people need some help, and that's good to see that there are people stepping forward to fill that role.
Yes. And that is one of the reasons for this Servant's Heart Award. They don't do the work for recognition, but we would like to be able to honor them. And so this award will be that opportunity for the community to make nominations for a person who they feel goes above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. And so there is a nomination process. I know you showed me the paperwork for it, but how does somebody get nominated?
Okay, we have nomination forms, or you can go online. I'm going to turn that over to Tony because she has her email address that you can also send in nominations to.
Thanks, great.
Or you can stop by the Examiner Enterprise. They have nomination forms out in their lobby.
Okay. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Civitan Award, and people need to be nominated, and we will need to know what the criteria are and all that. So start me off.
We have a nomination form that you can pick up at, like Susie said, at the Bartlesville Examiner. You can go online and get it, or I have it on Facebook, or you can email me and I can send you one, and then you just fill out. We need the person's name, job, employer, experience, and then of course the person that nominates them needs to have their name and stuff on there so we can contact them. And it has to be in by April the 9th, and there will be a dinner honoring all of the nominees along with the one that wins the award. And it will be
The 19th of April
out at the Bartlesville Senior Apartments. That's where we have our evening meeting, and so that's, we're going to have it out there. So
I would expect over the course of reading all those nominations, you're going to find some good stories in town.
Very good stories, yes. And we'll probably share a lot of the experience and stories that night, and it will be a grand thing.
I think just the name of the award itself, Servant's Heart, says a lot about the type of individual that you're looking for.
Right.
Like Susie said, they're not doing it for the recognition, but it sure is a good idea if we do.
Right. And there's a lot of them out there that are serving them every day and not getting any recognition at all. And we just thought this would be a great way for Bartlesville to recognize some of these wonderful people.
And a lot of that work goes on just quietly, one day at a time, maybe on a daily, maybe just a several day a week basis, however they're ending up doing it, whether it's their job or whether it's something they've picked up after work or after school.
Right. And a lot of it could be volunteer and not getting paid for it even. So, yeah. Yes.
Correct.
Just a little bit of background on why Civitan decided to do this sort of award, because you certainly could go along just fine and let these people do what they're doing. Why?
Well, international, Civitan
International. Yeah, International,
okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was an idea that was born with the International Civitan Club,
mm-hmm.
and we have clubs all over the world. And that's one of the great things, is that Civitan comes together. They believe in citizenship and in helping one another. And that's part of our creed, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so this came out of the International Club, that the Servant's Heart Award would be a wonderful way to recognize the people, like I said, that work daily with these individuals, and a lot of times they don't even receive a thank you sometimes. They're just quietly in the background. It could be a bus driver. It could be someone that helps children with their feeding during the day. There's various ways that people can have helped. And like Tony said, some of them are not paid. They are volunteers, and they do this out of the goodness of their hearts. So we want to be able to acknowledge them and to honor them. And this is our way of doing that.
Tony, you mentioned picking up the paperwork, but I think there's also an email or other ways that people can get the nominees in besides just mailing a form someplace.
Yes, we have the post office box where you can mail it. It's on the form, but it's post office box 1294, which is our Civitan post office box.
Okay.
And then you can email me, which is Tony Harjo, all small letters, 65@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's a couple of different ways people can get the information in.
Right.
And again, the physical forms, you can get them at the EE office, or are they on a website that people can download any place?
They are on the Civitan website.
Okay.
And then it's also on Facebook.
I was going to say, I think I saw the link on Facebook, but I've slept since then, or maybe not as often as I should have over this weekend because daylight savings time and everything. But
right.
I think I saw that as part of the Facebook post.
Yes.
So it's a pretty easy process for people to nominate, maybe not so easy for your judges.
Oh, no, it's probably going to be pretty hard for us judges, so. But it will be exciting to be able to read them all and recognize these people. And we're going to recognize every nomination that night, so.
That'll be fun just to get them all in front of a crowd. And I don't know, you may not have much of a crowd left depending on how many nominees you get.
Right.
But to get them all up in front, and then I don't know how you're going to do it. I'll say envelope, please, and do the whole Academy Award thing. Hopefully read the right name and move on.
Yes, not the wrong name.
The dinner itself, is there, or do you need reservations to attend the ceremony?
No. In fact, if you're available, we'd love for you to come to it.
I'll write that down and see what the rest of the family has planned for me.
Yeah, we normally have an evening meal when we have the evening meeting, so the Civitans are going to be bringing everything for the meal, and so. Yeah.
And the public's always invited to our Thursday evening meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the third Thursday of every month.
Okay. Membership in the Civitan, so we really haven't addressed that yet. I don't know the number of people, but I seem to think you've got a pretty good-sized crowd.
We have gone down Bartlesville lately, but we're trying to build it back up. So we would love to have anybody that would like to come join us, come visit us, and see what we're about.
Right. We're a hands-on club,
mm-hmm.
And proof is the park, Dinosaur Park, which is Civitan Park, actually,
mm-hmm.
which was built by Civitans, not just with their money, but with their hands.
Yeah, I remember the story when you were working on it, that it was an act of service for the club members.
Right. I have stood out there and handed screws and bolts to people putting stuff together, so yes. And then we also have the another big project we have here in Bartlesville is the Bartlesville Senior Apartments out on Leisure Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affordable housing for seniors. In fact, I was the manager there for 15 years, so it's a great place for seniors to live, and that was another one of our projects. Mm-hmm. So,
And I frequently see, like on your Facebook post, whether it's large or small projects, that you're finding other things in the community to get involved in as well.
Yes.
Like most nonprofits, you're there working on the dollars that you raise for whether it's an event like this one coming up or just other evenings, proceeds of 15% of your dinner at this restaurant or something like that, some of the things that you've got going on around the community.
Right, right. And then we have a paddle party coming up that it's a fundraiser for Civitans. Mm-hmm. And then we do a lot in the community that just service, like ringing the bells with the Salvation Army.
Special Olympics.
Special Olympics. We're going to do Relay for Life this year. And
we try to help with all the different nonprofits here in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your party. That's coming up on the 14th. So April is going to be a busy month for the Civitans.
Yes, it is. Very busy. Yes, we have a paddle party. It's April the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Haskell Event Center, which is downtown at 115 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And if you've never been to a paddle party, you don't know what you've missed. My first paddle party, I paid $35 for a rock. So
there's a story there someplace.
There is a story, yes.
But voluntarily, by the way. I shouldn't have
yes, voluntarily, I paid this, yes. And I still have the rock.
Good for you.
But the paddle party is an auction type thing. You have quarters, you have paddles, you bid on things, and every time you bid, you put a quarter in a dish on your table. Mm-hmm. And then some of the gifts are auctioned off. Like we have a trip for Branson, and it will be an auction item.
Okay.
So yes, and if you've never experienced a paddle party, you need to come.
And that's coming up on again April 14th. And you don't have to make reservations. You can take care of everything at the door.
That's right. That's correct. You just come walk in, and we'll have.
Bring some quarters.
We'll have some quarters there also that you can buy. So
yeah, but go ahead and make that advance planning. Stop by your local financial institution
and grab some rolls of quarters.
Yeah, typically they come in $10 rolls, but you can probably also find a $5 roll somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
But that's opportunity for you to go out and have some fun and probably walk home with something that you'll enjoy.
Yes, yes. Yes. 1 year, one of my daughter's friends got a fishing boat, a kid's fishing boat for her son. And when she got home, she walked in and she says, "I love the Civitans. Look what I got."
Well, I hope she put it to good use or found somebody else that could put it for good use, like that family member.
Right.
We'll get more information on the party coming up. But again, we've got just a little over 3 weeks to get those nominations in.
Yes.
Correct.
And just for those that maybe just tuned in, we're nominating someone for what you're calling the Servant's Heart Award. And the nomination paperwork is available through your Facebook post. You probably could email something to them.
And yes.
Or they can pick it up at the EE office.
In fact, I think on the, my phone number is on the.
Well, if it's not listed, go ahead and get it out there anyway.
Okay. My phone number is 918-214-5805.
Mm-hmm.
Or my email address is tonyharjo65@gmail.com.
And again, the nominations are due by April 9th. That's just a little bit over it's about 3 weeks away. And then, of course, the event is to the 19th of April. If you have the paper award nomination, you can simply send that to the Civitans, Post Office Box 1294, Bartlesville, 74995. And Susan and Tony, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.